Next patient is Tommy Tyler. T-O-M-M-I-E, Tommy. Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R. T as in Thomas. T-O-M-M-I-E, Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R. So T as in Thomas. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, date of birth is 6-2-1941. And the date of visit is 4-16-26. Please make a copy for Dr. David Carpenter, MD. Next paragraph. Dear David, thank you for sending Tommy Tyler for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 84-year-old female who has a past history of interstitial lung disease. Had a CT chest done on 1/26/26. The patient's chest CT showed interstitial fibrotic changes which had progressed from a prior exam of 2023. The patient had areas of air trapping and chronic interstitial changes more pronounced on the right side. There were few scattered lung nodules. And enlarged thyroid gland with extension into the superior mediastinum. There was mild cardiomegaly, and pulmonary arteries are normal in caliber. No mediastinal adenopathy, period. Severe coronary artery and aortic calcifications noted. Next paragraph. The patient complained of shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough, and has been on O2 nasal cannula at 2 liters to maintain SATs over 92. She has lost weight. She has a history of diabetes as well as hypertension. And she also has had some, she has had no significant leg swelling. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history for DNC in 1963 and biopsies of the breast in the 90s for benign disease. They also had a hysterectomy in 92. Salivary duct, tear duct repair, as well as cataract surgery. And has had eyelid surgery in the past. Has a history of a fall with subdural hematoma in 2016, and a fractured wrist and and a fractured elbow. The patient also has had a thyroid goiter and had atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, allergies to aspirin, ibuprofen, and severe side effects to prednisone. and IBP die. Next paragraph, habits of patients smoke 1 pack per day for 26 years and quit. Alcohol is mostly wine. Next paragraph, family history, father died of aspiration pneumonia, mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph, med list, include metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, Deltazim 240 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, torsemide 20 milligram daily, and potassium 10 milliequivalents daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, and Xanax 0.25 milligram BID, and supplements. Next, system review. The patient has had weight loss and fatigue, no fevers, no, she has had cataracts, no glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, but has hearing loss. And she has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has shortness of breath and no cough. She has abdominal pains, no heartburn. She has diarrhea and constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. She has palpitations and has no anxiety or depression. She has no easy bruising or enlarged glands. I'm sorry, no easy bruising, but has enlarged thyroid gland. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities. No skin rash, no itching. Next physical exam. This is an elderly lady. Averagely built, pale, no acute distress. She is on O2 at 2 liters. Blood pressure 128 by 70. Pulse 102, respirations are 20 times 9.75. Weight is 132, saturation 95. HE and ear, head norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is inject, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruising, thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with fine crackles, both lung bases, more on the right side, with scattered visas bilaterally. The arsons are irregular, so on an S2 with no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mess, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin was cool and skin was cool. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Extensive pulmonary fibrosis etiology undetermined. Number 2 is underlying COPD. Number 3 is atrial fibrillation and CHF. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Number 5 is chronic hypoxic respiratory failure. Number 6 is hypertension. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will get a complete pulmonary function study and get a CBC, ANA, RA factor, and anti-DNA. Continue with O2, 2 liters, keep sets of 92. She was advised to go on OFEV. Advised to come back for a follow-up here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for David Carpenter, MD. David Carpenter, CARPENTER, MD. Thank you.